Welcome to the Process Column, a part of the Royalty Book Club, which is a platform for raising kingdom readers and leaders and visionaries. So I would love to introduce myself. I am Shalom Ekwebi, and currently I'm the convener of this vision with my sisters, my dear sisters in the Lord, who are also part of this forum. They are the mentors and the admins of the group. So I would love to just tell you what the whole vision of the group is and why there's this aspect of the group. It is called the Process Column because it's more or less like you are betting for something and the process that is going to take for you to like get there, to understand your purpose and to understand your vision. It is a platform where like vision meets voice. Like, it's a platform for you to find your voice, for you to know what God really wants you to do. And the connecting link is that you love reading. Like, you love reading. Whether you are reading a book, whether you are reading the Bible, like, it is just something that comes from or a desire to know more, to learn more about something. So this first podcast will be based on like letting you people know what the Royalty Book Club is all about and how it came about. I'll tell you that the Holy Spirit is actually the owner of this vision, and it is more than just reading books. It is more than just like reviewing books. It is more than that. It is where like you can bring something out. It is a platform that can connect, like it's acting like a connector that can help Christians come out as an author, whether a YouTube content creator, whether in terms of speaking, reading or writing. I think that's the three triplets that this whole thing is going to be based on. And I would love to like make you understand that you may feel like, okay, you don't need to raise your voice, you don't need to say anything about those nudgings, those little nudgings the Holy Spirit has been laying in your heart, those simple pictures of, okay, maybe you see yourself like ministering in front of a crowd, maybe you see yourself writing a book, maybe you see yourself opening like YouTube and starting something tangible. Just, it could be anything. So I would love to just encourage you that whatever nudging that God is laying in your heart, like, you should write it down. Like, even for now, it may not be necessarily that you are starting it now. It may not necessarily be for now. It may be for the future. But never you, like, savage, like, never you put it out. Like, never you allow fear to say that I am small, I can't do this, like, I don't know how to go about it. That's why you have the scripture says that, but God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. You have the greater one on your inside. And if he's laying that particular vision in your heart, he actually wants you to bet it forth. And it is not necessarily only because of you. It is for the world. It is for somebody in particular that wants to hear that. So let me go to how the Royalty Book Club came to be. And this would be like more like, okay, I love reading, definitely. And I think most of us joining this group, with time, we believe that it's going to get better. Maybe the name will change. Maybe something else. I don't know yet. But I remember that I was sitting down in my, like, having my quiet time, and then I was praying. And normally, I just noticed that most people do come to me for book recommendation. And somehow, I do have those books. Like, okay, you can come to me for a book of marriage, like novels, Christian fictions. And before you know it, I'll look for it on my phone and get it to you. Like, I just loved reading. And I would try to also, like, go to the part of how I actually got my reading, like reading the right materials, right? Like, let me put it this way. Reading Bible, reading novels. I was this kind of person that I was lost in reading just secular novels. I loved it. Like, I loved it so much that anything romance, Babylonian romance, like anything, all this crazy adventure book, all this Aquiline, Abbey, I don't know who has been there, what's bad, I know that I was always just so reading. But all of a sudden, I discovered that I was I was reading those books, and I do tell myself they don't affect me because I was not reading the right set of books. Like, I was not reading the right set of books. And then I discovered that I'll be saying it does not affect me. I just read it for pleasure. Do you get? And along the line, so it was actually affecting me. But then it got to a certain time that I stopped reading. It was bad. Maybe because of school, but I don't think it was book. It was the Holy Spirit working on me and dealing with me. I left the groups that I read that usually send those books, send like all these stories and all that, because they were actually not edifying me. Now ask me that I love reading books, Christian books, I can't read anything. Like, they are always boring to me. It got to a point that even reading the Bible for me was difficult. Like, reading the Bible for me was very difficult. And it was looking like, this is the Bible. Like, the Bible is meant to be, like, alive. Like, it's meant to be, like, interesting to me. Like, I'm meant to, understand it. While I'm reading novels, I go gaga, that kind of thing. But when it comes to the Bible, I can slip up and all that. So I think I got angry, and the Holy Spirit was working on me. And then I deleted all those apps for a very long while. I think when I was in my second year in school, like, even people were surprised. All of a sudden, I was not reading again. Like, I was not reading those books again. But then I remembered, then I found a set of people. That's why this platform also is going to provide, like, an accountability structure in place for you people to have, like, if you are interested, a link will be sent later on to, like, give you a partner that you people can be reviewing books together, because that helped me. I got a set of sisters that will read a book per week, and then I saw that this thing is exciting, like reading Christian books, reading like books like Kenneth Hagin, reading all those kind of books that normally I've never finished one before in my life. Like, I have never finished anyone in my life. Like, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I am like, wow. So you can finish this book, and then you gain so many lessons from there. You gain new revelations in the scripture from there. So I think that was it for me. And then I started also saying that there are Christian authors that can actually read these books that I love reading, like, for pleasure. But then, and I discovered that it is not just about even the pleasure. What are the lessons that you learn from those books? And this is one of the reasons why this platform is very important, because then me now, there was still now one problem. The problem was that I would be reading this book for pleasure, and then I'll forget everything that I read there. But I have to now be intentional about, okay, when I read this book, what do I gain from there? What are the scriptures that are there? What are new words that I gain from there that can actually make me grow better? Do you get, like, learning new words, learning how to write? And then, okay, then along the line, yeah, I got, like, a nudge to also start a book, but then I felt like I was not prepared. I started chapter 1, chapter 2, and all that. With time, we'll verge into these things that you may not necessarily have to start the book now. You may not necessarily, but if you are getting a particular knowledge, especially when you are reading books, it helps. You can write a phrase out of that book, just to be intentional that when you are reading a book, you're not just reading the book for reading's sake. You are reading the book to actually get something from the book. I think that's the first thing. You are reading a book to get something out of it. And don't ever say that, no, I can't carry this vision, I don't know what to do about it. No. All right. I think this is long enough. I believe I've been able to, like, just introduce the whole vision to you. And then, as I said earlier, this is a column. Like, this is a platform. This is the process. The process making. This is, like, what you have to do. You have to be intentional and diligent about yourself, about what God is calling you to. You are a kingdom voice. You are not just to be shut out. There are so many people doing nice things on social media, like bringing ourselves together and then, okay, helping ourselves grow, this kind of thing. So this is like a connector where visions, all that visions will be bettered out. So glory to God. I trust God that God will give us the grace to continue and give us grace to actually follow Him through this whole process, in Jesus' name. All right, see you till next time. I remain Shalom Ekwebi, and my pen name is actually Roy, which stands for Reality of Yahweh. I would love to hear your views about this. I would love to see you, like, you can You can chat up any of the admins if you have questions, or you can even leave your comments on this, like, this podcast, so that would like rub minds together. Thank you for listening.